All right, we've been going over some dinim from this Sefer, Rav Shechter and Tefillah, adapted by Dr. Alan Weissman. So I'm up to the part with more into Kriyas HaTorah. We'd spoken in recent days about how Kriyas HaTorah, there's a Kriyas HaTorah by Dibrot, well, by the Aseret HaDibrot, and like the Rambam says, you shouldn't stand up, and the Rav had a Hesber to explain why we're allowed to stand up even within the Sheet of the Rambam. And then we went through Parshas HaZinu, and the Rav Sheetah was you can't break up the Aliyahs even on Monday and Thursday. We spoke about that. So now he's discussing, he says there were times when the Rav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik would travel to New York from Boston on a Monday morning, and he couldn't hear Kriyat HaTorah before he left Boston. So after he finished giving the shiur, he would ask if anyone else who had not heard Kriyat HaTorah that morning, and he would make a minyan for Mincha that included that day's Kriyat HaTorah. So he's going to daven Mincha, and it's Monday afternoon, but he's going to have the Kriyat HaTorah for Monday morning at Mincha. And so, just like on a Tanit Tzibur, you do Ashrei, then you do the Chatzi Kaddish, then we have Kriyas HaTorah, then we put the Torah back, and then we have another Chatzi Kaddish, then the Shmona Esrei, and then a Kaddish Tzkabel at the end. That's the way the Rav would do it on a Monday afternoon, so he would be able to hear Kriyas HaTorah. And then, now, he says in later years, though, sometimes they would lain, even with nobody davening Shmona Esrei, just have the Kriyas HaTorah with no Shmona Esrei. So in that case, the Rav instructed the minyan to recite a Kaddish Tzkabel without Tzkabel after Kriyas HaTorah. So in other words, they would do Ashrei, then Chatzi Kaddish, then have Kriyas HaTorah, then after the Kriyas HaTorah, they would have the whole Kaddish, but without the line Tzkabel, which is except our Tzfilo, which is usually goes only when we have one of our Tzfilo that are involved. So he says it's based on a comment from the Sefer of Pardes that Kaddish always has to follow Kriyas HaTorah. In general, though, we only have a Chatzi Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah. That's generally the way it goes, since we're relying on the Kaddish Tzkabel after Uvala Tzion. So it is followed by a Kaddish Tzkabel normally, but a little bit delayed, but in this case not. Okay, now, the Rav's practice of fulfilling Kriyas HaTorah later in the day was based on the position of his grandfather, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, that this machloket Rishonim, how to understand the din of Kriyas HaTorah. Is Kriyas HaTorah a Chovas HaYachid or a Chovas HaTzibur? So if it's a Chovas HaYachid, means I have an obligation to hear the Kriya. I get up in the morning, let's say it's Shabbos morning. This Shabbos, we lay in Parshas Pinchas. So once I get up, I have an obligation to hear Kriyas HaTorah that day, but I can only fulfill that obligation by going to shul. I tell you, it's an important message for this post-COVID world. A lot of people, you know, tell me left and right, I'm happier at home, you know, davening at home. You know, I spend time with my wife, I do this, I do that, the other thing. But they're, besides missing out on tefillah b'tzibur, they're also missing out, obviously, on the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. So that's if it's a chovas yachid. If it's a chovas tzibur, it means that once I come to shul and I'm part of a tzibur, then I have a chiyuv to hear Kriyas HaTorah. But I won't join the tzibur, so then I have no obligation to do it this way. So Reb Chaim felt that in Hachinami, it's a chobas yachid. And so Mela, when Reb Chaim would travel by train to rabbinic conventions, he couldn't hear Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, he'd get a minyan in the afternoon to hear Kriyas HaTorah. And that's the way his grandson, the Rav, would do the same thing. So the Rav recounted that once in his youth, he traveled from Prujan to Bris to visit his grandfather, Reb Chaim. So before he left, his maternal grandfather, Reb Eliyahu Feinstein, that's Reb Eliyahu Prujner, he's an uncle of Reb Moshe Feinstein. In other words, the Rav and Reb Moshe were first cousins. So his maternal grandfather showed him a comment of the Ramban in the Melchamos that seems to say explicitly that Kriyas HaTorah is only a Chovas HaTzibur, not a Chovas HaYachid, against the view of Reb Chaim. And his maternal grandfather, in other words, it's like the two grandfathers, so his maternal grandfather asked the Rav to show his mechutin what this melchama says, which seems to be against the shita of Reb Chaim, that is a chovas HaTzibur. So the Ramban makes a distinction between Kriyas HaTorah, which is a chovas HaTzibur, and Kriyas HaMegillah, which is a chovas yachid, which requires a minyan when you're fulfilling it before Purim. So in other words, sometimes the Gemara learns that you'll lay Kriyas HaMegillah before the day of Purim, like it says, you know, the first Mishnah in Masechta Megillah. It says, you know, Megillah Nikra B'Chadasar B'Shneimasar Shoshasar, the number of days that you could read Kriyas HaMegillah, but you're mocked in it, so you need a minyan to be mocked in it. So I have two dinim. One is the regular Kriyas HaTorah, which requires a minyan, and Kriyas HaMegillah Shlo B'Zmana also requires a minyan. So the Ramban explains that the Kriyas HaMegillah is not listed along with Kriyas HaTorah in the Mishnah Masechta Megillah. That in other words, the Mishnah lists different obligations that require a minyan. And it lists Kriyas HaTorah, but it doesn't list Kriyas HaMegillah. And Lechora, they both require a minyan. So Ramban says the difference is that the Tana Mishnah is only listing a Chovas HaTzibur. In other words, the Chovas HaTzibur is the Kriyas HaTorah. So that he lists the minyan when I have a Chovas HaTzibur. If it's Chovas Yachid, Kriyas HaMegillah is a Chovas Yachid, he doesn't list it. So that looks like bad news for Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. He figures he's got it on all fours, you know, history for Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim examined, so I guess the Rav went over to him, and then Reb Chaim examined the Ramban and explained the words in a different way, according to which the Ramban actually supported his Reb Chaim's position. So later on, Reb Eliyahu Prushner remarked that Reb Chaim, mitzayin ezina ivrit, with his expert Hebrew, he said, was able to reinterpret the simple meaning of the Ramban. Okay, now, let me just do another minute, and that'll be it. Now, when we talk about it being a Chovas HaYachid, this gets us into an issue about, let's say, I missed the Kriya on Shabbos. So the Or Zeruah mentions a situation where there was an incident in Cologne, where a city in Germany, where a minion that had convened, I wrote a whole article about this, in the one with, I hate even thinking about this time, period of time, but when we were in the quarantine with COVID, so the first Shavuos, nobody met together for Shavuos, but they had the booklet that came out. So in the booklet, I wrote a whole article about, you know, whether you'd be obligated to make up the kriyot that we were all missing. We're missing months, weeks and weeks and weeks of Kriyas HaTorah. It's you know, something unprecedented, you know, for any of our lives, except for that incident. So he quotes the Or Zeruah. I think in my article I quoted this Or Zeruah also. So the Or Zeruah talks about a minyan that had convened on Shabbos and they couldn't go on with Kriyas HaTorah because it was an ikuvat tefillah. There was a medieval practice that people who would have tainas one against the other would raise it before Kriyas HaTorah. So somebody raised an issue, and Mamele, once he raised the issue, I don't know, somehow it became such a fight that the minyan never got together for Kriyas HaTorah. So then the issue became, then what about the following week? Do we have to make up the Kriya that we just missed? So the next week, the Or Zeruah records that they lay in two parshiot in shul, and the halakha is codified by the Ramah. He says that the double seder should be laid in the same manner that we lay in two seders that are mechubarim, namely laying half the aliyahs and one half the aliyahs, the rabbi connecting both. Okay, I tell Blin Eder, I'll speak about this more a little bit next week. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, Rabbi Hanabak Smoke, so self, Yichakur Mahan, so it's Torbiadir.